lists. You know, folks, sometimes life is just a list, and it feels like right now in my life, we're just waking up to a list, and it's cool. It's all good. Heather and I are, we're venturing out. We have a little place that we got that you might have heard us bragging about, which Livy and Luke make fun of us for, but look, there's no shame in our game. We've got an Airbnb that we're trying to get together, and it's the big stuff is easy. It's the big stuff, the furniture and even the painting, but it's just the little details, those little things that you think you're done, but you're never done. You're never done. Hey, maybe that's encouragement for you right now. You feel like you're never done. That's okay. That's normal. Whatever will be, will be. Let the game come to you. I'm speaking to someone right now. Let the game come to you. Some things you can't control, no matter how many lists that you have. So one of the things I just got done before I recorded this intro was I'm renting a car. And because I'm going away for a while, I'm just going to go find myself. Find myself. You ever think about that? You ever actually find yourself and you're like, I really don't like that. I don't like what I found. I'm going to go back to denial. Denial feels good. So one of the things on my list today was I had to rent a car. So, you know, I called a very nice lady who's very helpful. And I have one of those emails that are kind of embarrassing. I've had it for a long time, but I hate giving it out. Not because I don't want spam. I don't want spam, but because it's just one that I've had, and I'm just embarrassed because it's kind of juvenile, not in a weird way, but just it's like an email a child would have, you know. And when people laugh at it when I give them my email, I just say that I lost a bet. I say I lost a bet, and then they laugh about it. But I'm giving the lady at the rental car place my information, and she asked me for my name. She's very sweet. What is your name? What is your name? And I give her my name. Then she, what is your email? And I'm giving my email. And when I say Tim to somebody who's not totally fluent in English, it usually comes out Kim or Ken. So I have to be. Okay, it's okay. And I spell out Tim, and then I say T, and I don't know what, and I said T as in, I was just going to say Tim, but I couldn't think of a T word. And the first word that came to my mind was towel. T as in towel. And so there you go. That's, I think military people would probably laugh at me because I don't know the cool, because there's actual names and words for each letter of the alphabet, like alpha, beta, carrot. I don't know. Carotene? And what is C? Charlie, yeah. But anyway, but I'm getting the list done. And you know what? We're thankful that we are maybe part of your list. Like, you need to check off the Tim Hawkins podcast box right now, and we're just going to get right into it. It's a good one. We're going to talk about lists a little bit today. Luke is bringing it with the production on the show. So once again, they're just doing a great job. I'm so proud of my family and so happy that I get to share them with you. And I hope you're getting to know us a little better. Our, you know, the good things and the bad. And I guess that's what it's kind of all about. So fasten those earbuds. Thanks again for listening, and enjoy this edition of the Tim Hawkins podcast. And that's Tim. That's T with a, for towel. You know who that is, honey?
No.
That's the Knack.
Oh.
Who sang My Sharona. Very cool post-punk rock and roll band, man.
Rock and roll, man.
Rock and roll, man.
Hey, here's another wedding for you guys. Josiah.
Another wedding. Yay.
I'm going to that. You're going to this one?
I think so.
You're going to Josiah's wedding?
I think so.
Are you going?
It'd be fun.
I think Spencer's going.
He is?
Yeah. We want to go. That's right by my birthday, Colorado. And we want to go snowboarding.
Yeah.
It's when?
Luke's birthday weekend.
January 8th.
Okay. Well, that will be Luke's last show.
Why?
Luke, okay, you're kind of part of the show now. I don't want anything to happen to you. Do you know how to snowboard?
He can sit from a hospital bed and still talk.
Yeah, Luke, just call me in.
Can probably snowboard better than you.
Oh, absolutely snowboard better than me.
He doesn't snowboard at all.
No, I have been a few times.
He does the bike now.
The bike down the
snow bike?
My dad does the snow bike. Oh, my God.
4 points of contact.
Wait, you actually
have two
did
skis,
it?
2 miniature skis
he
on your feet.
Literally did it.
And then 2 skis on the bike, and it's hilarious. You can go really fast.
I saw this dude last time we were at Keystone, and he had this little like penny board. You know, like a little penny board. Like it's smaller than a skateboard.
Yeah.
And
that's like the old size. The
yeah, like original. Style, yeah. Yeah. And he just had like a little ski on the bottom and a little like a little cord tied to his ankle. And he just was going down the mountain on it.
Yeah.
It was like 2 feet.
Well, isn't that how they used to do it? Like when
yeah,
just two
I bet.
Skis, just rope over your shoes?
Yeah, that's probably true.
Over your shoes? I mean, just you put a rope on your shoes and go.
Have you seen that moose running down the mountain faster than skiers at Breckenridge?
Is he like chasing people?
No, he's just like running.
Showing off?
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Dang.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a moose running downhill?
Downhill next to skiers.
Wow.
It's like 1,500-pound animal going like 50 miles an hour down a mountain.
That'd be the best thing ever. That's like when you get the whale, you know, the dolphins.
Be horrifying.
The dolphins jumping.
Or the hippo. It'd be more like the hippo coming to kill you.
Hippos
That's
are scary.
That would be like.
Yeah. Now that would be cool. A hippo running down a snow.
Oh, he likes the hippos.
I think a whale running down.
That'd be fun. We should find a dead whale and then bring it down a mountain.
Find a dead
whale.
Okay,
step one, find dead whale.
Yeah.
Or find whale, kill whale.
No, the hardest part would be lifting the whale or finding transportation for the whale. What
hey,
was
Dad,
step two?
Because
they couldn't even move that one whale off the beach and they just had exploded.
Remember in Hawaii?
Do we still have our trailer?
Is my thing on? Remember when we were in Hawaii
testing.
And we were testing?
Can you hear yourself?
Two, three. Not really, but
you can't?
My ears are kind of plugged,
oh,
so
yeah.
That's not
yeah.
saying much. And that Tara lady was taking us out on the lifeboat to go see, you know.
Yeah, Hawaii. It was the Navy SEAL boat.
Yeah, and she's like, whoa. Oh, sorry, I'm late. There was a whale, a beached whale. It was like in the main area where we were doing most of our swimming.
Jeez.
Yeah, so they were having like at 4 a.m.
Like a blue
Remember
whale?
Remember in
yeah,
Rhode Island
dying.
There was a dead
whoa.
Whale?
No.
That we went and we saw on the beach and it smelled absolutely horrible.
Wonderful. No, it's not.
It was
it's like a delicacy.
Sad. Worst smell I've ever
And it's big.
Smelt?
It's a big smell.
I think the worst smell ever is the like the dumpster behind a Golden Corral.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
The
it's like sour. It's
then?
Like sour.
You'll know it. Or like yeah.
Scavenges back
I don't there. Like this like when you walk through a city and you catch like sewage fumes.
Oh yeah, all of a sudden, whew, right in your face.
Yeah, that one's pretty bad. But
well, there's one
sour
right down here.
Just hit you. Just hit you like, oh, that was pee.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were in Kansas City yesterday and it smelled like
yeah.
that.
Yeah,
it did.
It, yeah, it was
it
bad.
Did? Lots of places or just in an
just
area?
Just where we were. It smelled horrible. But yeah, it the worst stinks. Smell, one of them is like whatever juices drip can get through a trash bag. Like, you know, when like a trash bag Ugh. Leaves like a drip trail?
Mm-hmm.
That normally smells horrible.
I don't like
it's,
talking
it's usually
about
mixed. Oh, I'm sorry. Let's move on. I just
like
want to let you guys. I might need to pause the podcast at any time. Because I think the police might come to the front door. I did something.
What?
Did drugs?
I was at the driving range and I was hitting some bombs.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Literal
okay.
bombs. Just
and
crushing
that...
the golf ball.
So
I just want to let you know.
Okay. So they're going to come to the door because you bombed up the golf course or something?
Well, yeah. The guy, the worker, he was like, sir, can you stop swinging full swings? Because we're losing a lot of golf balls. And I'm like, okay. I'll swing half swings. Still hitting him over the fence, but
well, honestly, if they came, they'd probably come for me.
Why?
Because I did something bad.
What'd she do?
Can you put the mic up just to your? Can you try a little bit on this podcast?
Bad. She's in the massage.
She's
chair.
In the massage chair.
I just drove 4 hours, sir.
Can you turn the mic? Just it.
Was she doing the driving, Luke?
Wait a second.
Yeah, she did on the way home.
That's
sir,
so nice.
Hold on. Check.
Sir.
Go ahead and keep talking.
Oh, that's good.
Sir.
Sir.
That's very clear.
I just drove 4 hours, sir.
Oh wait.
So the cops are going to come to the door for you, Olivia?
Did you do something wrong?
Yes. But Luke doesn't want me to tell because it's actually wrong.
I'm sure Ho-Dunk Nation would want to hear.
I don't know.
It's time to be authentic. Let's be just
vulnerable.
No,
I don't. Whatever you want to do.
It's a wrong thing to do. And it all happened so fast.
Did you litter? You
no.
littered, didn't
Littering
you?
Is like, it's like a petty.
That's like a number one thing. What I did was probably like a 50. It was bad.
Okay. Well, if you don't want to say it, that's okay. We're not going to pressure you here. Well,
would I get arrested if they find out?
No.
Will I get charged?
Yes.
I will.
No, you won't get charged.
Okay, we're not going to tell you what Libby did. That was really bad. she says she's never going to tell us anything again. So good. Ignorance is bliss.
Liv, was that the reaction you were hoping for?
Honestly, I should have expected it.
Yeah.
Well, you should expect it.
I know.
Because we're moral human beings.
Exactly.
It's not that bad. I didn't kill anyone.
Do you believe in karma?
Yeah,
I do, and I don't usually do that stuff. But
karma,
I did it.
Okay,
was it the word actually? Well, made me wonder.
I would say, if it happens again,
it won't happen again.
Okay,
do the right thing.
Do the right thing. What would Jesus do, Libby? Would he have done that? No, because he's not driving.
Don't give it away.
That's the joke about the kid. He has the long hair. His dad's like, "Cut your hair." He goes, "Dad, Jesus had long hair."
Good point.
Or he's asking for the car keys. He goes, "Dad, I can have the car keys. Get a haircut." He goes, "Dad, Jesus had long hair." He goes, "Yeah, Jesus walked everywhere too."
Yeah, that one's right. No, that last one was right.
He walked everywhere. Got the cars. Anyway.
Speaking of,
but I was hitting some bombs at the driving range. Hitting some booms. Boom. Do you think it's okay to toot your own? I'm going to start tooting my own horn.
Well, we talked about
you're
this last
start
week.
I'm,
no, I don't. I don't toot my own
you
horn.
You don't already do it.
But it's like I never really have. And I'm going to, I think I just want to try it out.
All right.
Just where not bragging, think, but like, hey.
Where do you think the phrase toot your own horn came from?
Like tooting, what does tooting horns have to do about?
Well,
that?
Like probably when you used to do somebody do something good.
Boop.
You know?
That sounds like a fart.
We used to call it toot. Who tooted? Because we couldn't say fart. So
yeah, we couldn't either.
Mom!
At camp, we couldn't
Dad say, tooted!
We couldn't say butt, so we had to say watermelon.
For the butt? That's
we had to say two watermelons with a rubber
it
band around
really
it.
It was really hard to remember.
Like, wait,
we had to say big old butt cheeks.
Why did they change it to watermelon? I wonder. That's
because we weren't allowed to say
cute.
Butt.
We used to say, what the know. Butt, man? What the butt?
What the watermelon?
WTB.
Yeah.
Water.
Well, that's what they had to call it.
But every time it would be like, ah, my butt. And then be like, I mean, my watermelon. None of us like got used to it. So it was just weird.
He fell down on me watermelon.
Yeah.
What if you were using the B-U-T, but in a sentence?
That was okay.
Did you have to say, change to watermelon?
You had to say water.
He was there.
But.
Watermelon, not there.
You had to say watermelon.
Well, I like to go to Colorado, but.
No but.
Or watermelon, I don't like to snowboard.
Exactly.
I feel like that's like a game.
Yes.
It's like a drinking game.
Game out of that.
Did you do any heavy drinking, Libby, when you're in Kansas City?
What?
Anything else you want to tell us that you did?
Why would you say it like that? No.
Look, we're all about judgment. Just get over it.
I drank
parents,
my Diet Coke.
We are the judge.
Oh, that's.
And I danced.
Yeah.
You drank Diet Coke and you danced?
Yeah, like any normal person at a wedding would do.
How many weddings have you gone to this year, you guys?
Let's see.
We haven't been to that many, really.
How many have you been in the last 2 years?
A lot.
Luke's been in a lot.
I've been in a lot.
You've been in a few, Libby.
Well, Luke's been in a lot. I've been in a few.
I officiated one last month.
Yeah, Luke then, did.
That's right.
Well, oh, that's last, right.
We how did it go? Did you, just, like, did you just like download a sermon or whatever off the internet? Or how did you get that?
No,
get
I just had like the Tom Kyle, like our pastor sent me just like a, these are the points you have to make. Like one, introduction. Two, welcome. Three, whatever. And then I
had
just
your
like
little joke.
Yeah, exactly. And then you just had to, and then a prayer, and then you have to get them married. So then I just like filled in the blanks and like made a message. And then, but it's kind of nice because like sometimes I'll speak on a Sunday at church and you just like give a message, but you have a goal when you're getting someone married. It's like, no matter how bad the message is at the end of the day, they're all there for that thing anyway. That's so it's not about you.
Did you do the joke? Hey, do you guys know what do you call 10,000 mother-in-laws at the bottom of the lake? A good start. A good start. Right? Right, because mother-in-laws are terrible, aren't they? Gosh, I'll tell you what. Woo. I mean, maybe not as bad as what Libby did, but you know, they're bad and they get in your life. And
is that one of the new jokes you wrote?
Yeah, he's going on the road with all this. This is so bad.
Okay, okay.
Ah, we're getting in there, boy. Okay. Ooh, Libby is just steaming.
Wait, I want to know how many weddings
she knows
you've been
she
in.
Did a bad
Dad, I'm not even mad about that. I'm mad about your terrible joke.
Honey, really?
They're bad. Oh. They're bad.
Whatever. And I like them because it's like it's fitting to your age.
Okay, wait. Okay, on the way here, Olivia and I compiled a list. Should I?
Yeah.
Yeah. Should,
yeah.
Should we break it?
Let's do it, baby.
But how many weddings have you guys been in?
It total.
I actually wanted to know.
And like, I've probably been in 11 or 12.
Oh, and how, and you've been in a few this year too, right?
Not in this year.
No, I've been probably... four or five weddings.
Total?
Total.
And the last two or three years, probably four or five. But lifetime.
Yeah. You're lying your watermelon off
and
right now.
I feel like, did you say in past episodes you guys don't have any friends or something, but you have enough friends to want you to be in their weddings.
And be in multi-level marketing schemes.
Yeah.
You guys are sad.
Oh. We have a story about that.
People are mesmerized by that story. They want to hear more. Well, you know what else they want to hear more of? Your salad song, which was a big hit. Salad song was huge, and your guitar mouth solos. Wow. And they gave me a good idea that we need to make a record of all these stupid song things that we have on the podcast. So there, go.
I'll play tambourine.
You just reminded me of Levi in that moment. But
go. No, we'll do tambourine. We'll do it. Go.
Is that supposed to be Levi?
Well, I've never practiced Levi. You sound like a drill sergeant.
Okay, so like our friends, sergeant, quote unquote, you know, our non-friends that try to scam us. Luke actually plays baseball. We gave you that update with this guy who went deep dove into their world. But we ended up going to Topgolf with this couple that went underground with the scammers. Oh, and I was very nervous because I didn't trust people anymore. I was like, I don't want to hang out. I don't want to make new friends. I can't trust anybody. But they were really cool.
You're
I liked them a lot.
I get it.
But then, get this, 2 days later, the scam girl texts me and goes, hey, I hear that we know some of the same people. What's going on in your life? Blah, blah, blah. I deleted the text message.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Because I was scared.
What if it's still a part of the scam?
I was nervous.
Why were you scared?
Oh my gosh, what if it is?
Like, they're the best.
Oh my gosh, it is, isn't it?
No, it's not. They're the best multi-level marketing. Like, they get other friends to try and loop you in by becoming actual friends.
That's how they do it.
No, wait, why did
That's
you go out with
it.
The other
no.
people?
Genius.
You didn't know the other people very well?
No, I know them.
Oh,
I'm
no.
friends with them.
Okay.
They're surrounding you.
They are. Oh, my gosh. Luke, I don't trust
them. Then
they
make
anymore.
Friends with your friends, and then they turn them against you.
Oh, no.
We've seen it happen.
That sounds familiar.
Oh, no. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah. Yep. Happens.
I hope so.
All the time.
Wait, does
protect
that actually
yourself.
Happen?
Protect
you
yourself.
Lying?
You don't want to just throw yourself out there.
Well, what are you saying?
Stupid. People treat you like
Fine,
trash.
Keep
You're
my
just
walls
saying.
Up.
Keep them up.
What's
don't let anybody
the formula
in.
For that happening?
What's that?
Multi-marketing or
multi-level
just regular
marketing?
People in life? Because
oh,
that's just happened to regular
both.
People.
That's why I didn't like it because I looked at everybody as a potential sale or I saw them not as
Piece
people anymore.
Meat.
Something for me. It's all about me now. I mean, it's worth it. It would be worth it because I'm very... Like I said, I'm tooting my own horn here, but...
Hone.
I'm honing.
I toot my own horn.
I toot my horn. I'm tooting my horn now. Beep, beep.
What's the
I
horn you're tooting?
Home.
You're not tooting a horn yet. I don't even know what you're saying. You're
well, saying
at.
That if they, you know, they took a chance on me, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance on
mine.
Take a chance on the first in line. Take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance on me. Take a chance, take a chance, take a chance on me. Take a chance, take a chance, be a man. Take a chance, take a chance, take a chance on me. Take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance on me. That's all I ask of you, honey.
Take a chance.
I was just saying, if I was the multi-level scammer and they took a chance on me, Come on, give me a break, babe.
Take a chance.
So anyway, what I'm saying is if I was the scammer in a multi-level marketing, I'm saying if you took a chance on me, people listening are like, I quit. No, no, no. It doesn't even matter. It doesn't even matter. But
wait,
what does
so
matter?
What was the horn you're tuning?
Dulzet Matza.
So your horn that you're tuning is basically that you are a good salesperson?
No, that
or
you,
that
if
you
I
don't
scam.
What are we talking about?
He hits bomb.
I don't mean to toot my own horn, but something about scamming. And I don't know what the...
I'm saying if you toot
okay.
your horn...
Okay, hold on.
About what?
So wait, one thing.
If you want to get scammed, be scammed by me because I'm a great person.
That phrase, stop tooting your own horn.
That phrase doesn't make sense. I don't want to toot my own horn. But you go ahead and toot it anyway.
Not to toot
my
own
horn. So that phrase doesn't make any sense.
There you go. You're right. That's another one of those phrases. So I don't want to tell you how to live your life, but here's how you live your life.
Okay. Yeah. In the car, funny how we segued into this. What are some phrases that don't make any sense people say?
You know what I'm saying?
What are you going to say?
You know what I'm saying.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Know what I'm saying? No, I don't know what you're saying. That's
keep talking.
Yeah. Keep going. I don't yet
you
understand.
You say that a lot.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
I go, I get the words. You don't want to
I do
go
understand what you're saying. Beach.
I do got not it. Understand.
Okay, phrases. Did you make a list?
I did a few.
Okay, give us.
The proof is in the pudding.
Prime the pump here. The proof is in the pudding. Okay. You know what that means?
No.
The proof, it just means we'll see how it plays out. And if what you're saying is true, then it will play out. The proof is in the pudding.
But in
it
the
means,
literal, what's the proof?
And why is it in pudding?
The proof is in how good the pudding is, right? It's got a good
pudding
you know, jiggle.
Pudding means dessert.
Yeah.
That's true.
Okay, I got another one. Shoot for the moon if you miss.
Wait, let me say this. The proof is okay. in how it all turns out. Will it turn out good? Then that'll be the proof that what you're doing was right.
Oh, so if you made pudding right.
Hey, are these ingredients right? Well, the proof is in the pudding, so if all the ingredients are right.
And if it's wrong, then it will...
I feel like pudding's kind of hard to get wrong.
Hold on. If you do
pudding
the ingredients wrong... If you do the ingredients wrong, you still have pudding. It's just bad pudding.
Pudding is just opening a thing of pudding.
Okay, wait. Pudding
but
is
if
a weird
English,
word.
English, like you said, Libby. Yeah. Pudding, if it's English.
Say pudding
is
again.
Pudding.
What is that?
Pudding.
Yeah, that is a weird word.
Pudding.
But if you're saying it like
it
Libby said,
weird.
It's English, and pudding, I think, is what we would call
pudding.
A regular dessert.
Yeah.
But what they call dessert is like fruit with cream.
Pudding. Yeah. Pudding.
But a
pudding.
Cake is pudding.
Oh, so pudding, they say pudding for
pudding.
Dessert.
Pudding.
I think
right.
so.
We should start.
Is that right, Libby?
Hey, you guys want some pudding? What? Yeah, okay, yeah.
What kind of pudding? Like
Dad
a pie
goes, pudding?
Pudding.
You should put cake that on pudding? A mug.
You should.
I knew you were going to say it.
Never mind.
You should be putting that on a mug.
Putting that on
a yeah,
mug.
Okay.
Yeah,
God. Yeah, thanks, man.
He can read your mind.
Okay, ready? I got another one.
So I like that flow.
What flow?
But I just threw me off a little bit. About the pudding is genius. It was kind of very funny.
No, Dad goes, pudding from
The Office.
Mind.
Like,
yeah,
you can't get anything?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, Michael Scott pudding, can't think of another. Pudding. The Jello.
No, it's just... Okay, so what
okay,
else?
I got another. Shoot for the moon. If you miss, you end up landing in stars.
Oh, I never heard that one. I like it.
Have you heard that?
Oh, and shoot for the moon if you miss?
If you miss, like, shoot for the moon. Like, shoot your shot. Shoot really far. But if you miss, you'll, like...
Land
you
in
land
the
up
stars.
In stars, but like that doesn't make sense because
like
the moon's so
thing.
Far away yeah. from the stars.
What do you think?
Well,
hon?
Literally, but yeah.
Yeah.
What do you
I
think?
Think if you
you'll
think
end
of
up
it,
in the asteroid belt.
I think if you think of like
a orbit.
Cartoony, like it, to me, I
you'll
envision
be
a cartoony
space.
Look. You know, like okay, there's the moon. Oops, miss. Now I'm in the stars.
Yeah.
Not like the literal distance.
Yeah, because it's pretty far.
Yeah. Okay, I got another one. I could care less. Is it I could care less
I
or I
couldn't
care
less.
Care less?
I couldn't care
I could
less.
Care, I could care a little bit less. I could care a little
if
bit
I
less.
If I could care any less, I would, but...
Yeah, yeah. If okay. I, it's like... What
that's
is it?
The other one that we used to say.
It's the least I could do.
Yeah, if I could do any less, I would.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The least I could do.
That one's
the
so,
least
yeah.
I could do.
The is darkest it? Just before the dawn.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not really.
It's not real.
I know. What does that mean, though?
It was pretty dark before that darkest point, too.
Yeah, like, I think the pinnacle of darkness is probably, like, 2 or 3 a.m.
Right. And it's not turning dawn yet.
I don't think it really matters. As long as there's no sun around, it's going to be dark.
Yeah.
But what does that saying mean? It's the darkest before the dawn.
Yeah, like you're going to turn the corner.
It's
going to
be worse before it gets better. Oh, okay.
It's just a way to encourage people.
It's like light at the end of the tunnel. Your whole family got kidnapped, but they're not. They're going to come back.
Yeah.
Soon. Bro.
It's like, hey, you don't.
That's prophetic.
Hey, you lost your dog, but you're working on a new bit that's really funny. It's going to work in the show.
Yeah.
Oh. Me and John Chris used to, that was our joke. We'd be like, how's it going? Yeah. Well, I just, my house burned down, but I got this new bit that just Yeah, I got this new bit.
Well, yeah, my wife left me, but I got a killer joke.
Yeah.
A killer opener.
My wife's not talking to me anymore, but I am killer 2-minute bit, dude. It changes the whole flow of the act, man. What else you have? This is good. I like this. I like phrases that we don't. It's kind of like the prayer thing I used to do about prayer. Bless the hands that prepared it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that kind of stuff. Bless it to the nourishment of our bodies. That kind of.
I saw a video where the guy was like, we should stop saying these words. And one of them was like, asphalt. Like, we need to say, like, bottom fault. Because it's like the bad word.
Well, that's what they said one time.
There's like a big list of them.
We were on a Southwest flight, and they said, and there was a really heavy landing. It's boom on landmark. Oh, okay. And then the lady comes on. She's like, oh, ladies and gentlemen, it looks like we made a pretty rough landing there. I'm not going to say it was the captain's fault. I'm not going to say it was my fault. I'm going to say it's the asphalt. Bing bong.
That's pretty good.
That was pretty good.
Did she say that?
A good one.
Man.
She said that. There's another guy. We had a flight attendant. Funny. He was very he's awesome. He's very, very funny. It was kind of a morning flight, but I was just cracking up. He says, we've landed in Philadelphia, and so we'll be in 38C, and your luggage will be, I don't know. I'm just going to say the one that's moving.
On the carousel. The carousel.
I don't know which carousel. I'm going to say the one that's moving. I cracked up.
That is.
Come on, really?
I think it was a little early in the morning.
Good
when that was
night.
I like. Well, what's funny about what you're saying is one of the funniest stewards that I had on the Southwest flight was when the guy was making jokes and nobody was really laughing. And by the end of the flight, he was kind of a tall guy, and he took his head and he just started banging it into the baggage claim, and everybody started cracking up. He's like, "Oh, okay, that's funny."
Wait, into the baggage.
But he just took his head and was like, bang, bang, bang. He laughed at his other jokes.
I love it.
It was cute.
That's fantastic.
And then we all laughed loudly.
I'm going to start doing that.
You
okay,
should.
Fine.
If your joke doesn't land.
Yeah, do more of that. Do more of that. Hey, Tim.
Yeah, but
where you slam your head against the wall.
Funny guy, make me laugh.
Yeah, do something funny.
Like, hey, stub your toe, funny guy.
What was his name? Californiers and then.
Oh, Robert California.
Yeah, he did that to Andy.
No, that was Will Ferrell did that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Drink the soap. Drink the soap. That's soap, man. That's soap.
I guess this is my life now.
That's what he said. So that's good. Let's compile those. Can you text those to me?
We have another list.
I have another list.
You do?
It's a better list. That was just like.
Wait a second.
That
was you have more? Come on.
It's better.
They
it's
drove
better.
4 hours.
We were like, we got to do something productive.
Dang,
that was just like the pregame list.
Bring it, baby.
So this is this isn't phrases that don't make sense. This is, I think you'll connect well with these because you said a few of these, you know, it's kind of like things white people say,
right?
What?
We've compiled a list of things that white people say.
Oh, this is already starting trend. So this
is it white
idea.
People or white, like males?
Mostly males.
Yeah. Like
this
like
is what, dads? You know, Kennedy, what's his name? Trey Kennedy does that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trey Kennedy does everything. So.
Yeah, that is true.
And he does the junior high stuff and all that, but the...
So we've compiled a list. First one is like, you show someone like where you grew up and you go, oh, my old stomping grounds.
That's good. I came up with that one. Thank you.
Yeah, she did.
I'm going to toot my own horn.
Good one. Another one is the man gets up from going to the bathroom at a restaurant, comes back and you guys ready to rock and roll?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. How about this one? Boy, if that blank could talk, like if these walls could talk.
Yeah.
Boy, if that school could talk, right? That's my school. I grew up, that school could talk.
Stories to tell.
Someone leaves their keys on a table and comes back in. Can't go far without those.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Let's see. Oh, gets to a line at an event relatively early, and then they notice it stacks up behind them. Mm-hmm. Wow, we got here just in time. Yeah. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Let me see.
I hate when I think that, because that does happen.
How about this one?
I say
all of
these.
And then I think it. And then I think, ah, oh, that's so boring. How do I think that every time?
How about this? When it's, you can see, it's like when they see it start to go, oh, looks like we're moving.
Yeah.
Looks like we're moving.
Looks like we're.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, can I add something?
Yeah.
Well, I was in line at a store the other day, and the line was very long. And of course, I just kind of watched every person who got in line, and like every one of them said, I don't know, is this line worth this $25 shirt? All of them literally like went through the same process.
In their mind.
They all got in line and they're like, I don't know if this $25 shirt is really worth this line. And they would all just like leave it. And then this one guy ended up, his wife made him stay, and he was behind me and he was just having a hoot the whole time. I can't believe they're not getting more people up there to be working these checkout.
They got 20 they got 20 aisles and one lady working on it.
Yeah, he was so mad. It was funny. Anyways.
Oh man. That's good. I have a few more if you want. Deep. Okay.
Keep them coming, buddy.
White people love to say N as in Nancy.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Miller.
That was an all. How about this one? When somebody's telling they're telling the story. And they say, like, my face turned red. And then they have to say it as red as something.
Oh. Wow.
My face turned red as that. And then they look around for something red. As right. That, my face turned as red as that stop sign over there. I'm like, oh, that red. Oh, I thought you meant maybe cucumber red. But you're, oh, red. Okay, good.
Got it.
Good. That makes the story better. How about this one when they say, when you see a construction site? Wonder what they're building there. I say that all the time.
Yeah.
What is it, honey?
I wonder what's going up there.
What? Your tax dollars at work, I guess. I don't know.
If someone goes out to like more Arizona area, well, it's not the heat that gets you. It's the humidity.
Mm. Right.
That's a good one. Or if they're at a restaurant, they get the check. Oh, let's see what the damage is. Or if they start munching on some chips before the meal comes up. Take these away from me.
Yeah.
Yeah, so these are just some, I have some more, but
how about this one when somebody says somebody has like a cake or a chocolate cake that's mm-hmm. not all eaten? I'm not keeping that here. You're taking that. I'm not taking that.
Sounds like Bobby Meyer.
Oh, okay, one of our friends actually today said that. She was like, gosh, these candy bars, they're dangerous.
Yeah, he's going to get me.
They're dangerous.
These are my downfall. I hate it when somebody says, oh, have these chips. They'll change your life. Okay. Really? They change your life.
Louie, our friend said that today too. She goes, these are the best chips in the world.
They'll change your life.
What kind are they? And I tried when I was like, this is the worst chip I've ever had.
Oh, really?
What kind
you didn't
was
like
it?
The chips? There's some sort of tortilla chips.
Yeah. But what like was it a flavor?
Yeah, it was like nacho or
sometimes
something.
Sometimes they have too much flavor going on. It tastes like dirt. Like there's dark. This jalapeno kind.
It's like when you mix all the colors together, it becomes brown.
Yeah, exactly. Someone's like, these are so good. They're jalapeno, mango, pineapple, tomato. I don't know. And then I tried.
It tastes like dirt.
It did taste like dirt. I didn't tell them that.
Hey,
I just kept that in my
head. Take these back to store. It tastes like dirt.
Can you take? Can you take something back? If it tastes bad,
here's something I learned. I bought Heather and I were doing some kind of charcuterie board or something. We were having a party, and Heather's like, "Go get some cheese," and I go get. I go to Deerberg's, and I get like. It was probably $80.
We get it. You shop at Deerberg.
$80.
You're rich.
I'm not even called dead at Schnucks, the friendliest store in town. But I got it, honey. It was like $80 with the cheese. I got the Gouda. I got the smoked Gouda. I got all these different kinds.
I don't remember this.
And it wasn't, we didn't need it. So I took it back. And I took it back to the lady. She's like, well, we can't resell it. She took it back. She said, can't resell it.
What? Yes, you can resell cheese.
It wasn't cut into at all.
And that's the weirdest thing I've
heard. They cannot do it.
I bet because it was refrigerated and then they'd have to re-refrigate it.
Yeah, but oh my gosh, where we live in
America?
Well,
yeah, we opened it up and licked everyone, but we didn't.
In Europe, you keep the cheese out. Anyway, that's
crazy.
We
put poison into every single block of it.
That's when we made that huge charcuterie. That's the biggest one we ever made. It was for Pastor Tom and Randy's, her 60th birthday.
Yeah.
Did you guys see it?
No.
It was a charcuterie to be remembered is what it was.
It was. Wow. I should have taken a picture, but I don't take pictures of food.
I don't mean to toot my own horn on the charcuterie business.
No, Kim Joestar was helping me, so that's...
It would have changed your life.
Well, I was helping her. She wasn't helping me.
Yeah, dude.
I still don't know. I'm still out on charcuterie boards.
Yeah, I'm over them.
Yeah,
they're like 1,000 cal. They're my full day's calories.
Yeah.
I just don't like the idea that you just put all your food on a board. Like, to me, that's not very.
Oh, I love that. Because that's what they. It's
aesthetic.
Like,
it's
I would good rather than make it me a sits sandwich. Out.
I don't like when. I love it when meat and cheese. Like when you're in Europe,
let
don't
it mingle,
put, get a little it's not stank.
So cold.
Just get a little stank.
I don't like it all cold. I like it to be warm and it tastes good.
I know salami got
Heather's
little,
perfect charcuterie board.
Slimy.
I know your perfect charcuterie board.
You know my perfect one. What is it?
I got a charcuterie board that you. I know what your charcuterie board is.
What is it?
Because I love you and I know you.
What is his voice?
What is it?
I don't know.
I like when
would be a nice cracker. Would be a nice cracker.
Yeah.
A good blue cheese. A good jam. Or one of those figs, fig.
And a garlic bulb.
Yeah.
All right, I ate a whole bulb of garlic before I came up here.
Tim, if I made you
not a clove, the whole bulb.
Bulb.
She did. She did. She roasted the bulb.
But it tasted like dirt.
It tasted great. Yeah, I love the one we had in Napa where it was like seedy mustard.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's okay. That's what you'd have prosciutto. A fig, seedy mustard, like a nice
fig. It had a fig.
It had a fig.
Fresh fig.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever eaten any of these.
Wait, did it have a fresh fig?
Yeah. No. I made it for you.
When's the last time? When's the last time you had a good fig? Yeah.
Not dried.
I'm not a good fig.
Not one of your Deerbergs and eat
dried
figs.
It has to be
fresh. You get a schnooks.
I like fig Newtons.
You got to go to Deerbergs. Get you nice
fig Newtons. That's
what's the most average food.
Those are dangerous.
I would say Fig Newtons are the most average food.
That's right.
Average?
Wait, average?
What do you mean by average?
Yeah, what does that even
delicious.
Mean?
I put them in my mouth and I'm like, this is a Fig Newton.
Yeah. If I was a person, I would be a Fig Newton.
Well, smack my watermelon and call me Nancy.
Wait, no. If I was a cookie, I'd be a Fig Newton. I am a person. I'm sorry. If a Fig Newton was a person, it'd be me.
You're like the Fig
One
Newton
way
of people.
Or the other.
You just toot your own horn over
Wait
there.
Wait a minute. You don't like Fig Newtons?
No, I do. I don't like them. I do like them, but I don't not like them.
They're delicious.
If a Fig Newton were a person, it would be me.
Put it on a mug.
Put a mug in it. Put it on a mug. Yeah.
What?
Put a mug.
Put it on a mug. Are you trying to say it's one word like the last
Forget
podcast?
About it. Put it on a mug.
Put it on a mug. Put it on a mug.
Forget about it. Put it on a mug. Whatever.
Liv, I think if I got you a charcuterie board, I think I would just put like a huge sandwich on it and then like Lion's Choice and then cake.
Straight up.
And I think That's if I did one for you, I would dump out a bunch of Pop-Tarts and then like cover it with pastries.
Yeah.
Yeah,
what would
that's
you make
it.
With me?
Huh?
What would mine have on it?
It would be delectable.
Some
cheeses from all over the
dark
land.
Chocolate.
For Luke,
figs.
Can I say what I would do for
just
you?
Just all the best, the goods. The
Libby,
goods.
What would
sardines.
You do?
You
for
like
moms?
Sardines?
I do. With I like
salt,
sardines.
With the saltines.
Oh,
don't you?
Yes, I do. With onions.
You
and
ate
lemon.
That at Cape and Ray.
So good.
That's like Heather's like, I'm savory.
I ate in high
I know
school.
You're sweet. You like sweets. I like savory.
I know. I said yesterday we were out with Marie and Jim. I said I would take a roast beef and mashed potatoes over if there was cake sitting there and roast beef and mashed potatoes. I would have. Mashed potatoes.
I would have both.
Yeah.
And Marita's like,
you'd have both?
Tim goes, only insane people would do that. Marita's all sweet. She goes, oh, I would definitely pick this roast beef and mashed potatoes.
Marita is.
I go, is Marita insane too?
Marita's an angel.
She's unstable though.
You. Okay,
unstable.
Wait, can I say what I would do for Luke?
Yeah, what would you do for me?
Okay, first of all, Luke's board would be a pizza.
Yeah.
Second of all.
Would be a pizza.
Be a 12-inch sub sandwich right up there.
Yeah.
And then I would just like pour Diet Coke over all of it.
Ugh.
And then you like it. And then
like
I would
dip
take
it, your stuff
then
in
I
Coke?
Would take Miller Lite cans and I'd line them up in a pretty shape. And then I would
Ooh, exquisite taste.
Probably
exquisite.
Sprinkle some onions or something on it. It sounds like your dream.
You know what I call that? The Hillsboro special.
It's a Hodunk special.
That's a Hodunk special.
Yeah. I get some Natty Lights. And
now, dang. Luke, have you had the Gioa sandwich yet? Am I saying it right?
Gioa's
Deli. Have you not had the sandwich yet?
No.
How have we not got him the sandwich?
We gotta get him the sandwich, honey. We gotta get him the sandwich.
Spencer, I got the sandwiches for him and Christian when they were at the house. And then I'm cleaning out the kitchen at the Wilson house last week. Now, when was Spencer?
Guys, the Wilson house, that's one of our many houses.
Well, it's Airbnb. Okay.
I don't mean to toot my own horn.
How many weeks ago was Spencer there?
I do.
Just for the record, how many weeks ago?
Over a month ago.
There was a sandwich in the microwave from that long ago.
That's actually,
it was really just a bite, but.
That's surprising that he left food there.
Yeah. That's surprising?
That he left food there. Spencer eats.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He likes something.
He didn't leave much.
He will consume it.
He left turkey sticks and artichokes.
Have I told the grilled cheese story on this podcast?
Please do.
So my friend is a nurse, and on her, when she was doing like clinicals, they have to like clean really large people. And
I'm sorry.
And she was cleaning this lady, and she was like lifting up, you know, parts to like wipe out and stuff. She lifts up part of this woman, and there's a grilled cheese sandwich tucked away.
No.
Skin. And it was one half, and the lady goes, "Oh, there's the other half."
Oh my gosh. What did your friend do?
She was like, "Okay."
Gosh, did the lady eat it?
No.
She's probably a good eater.
Wait, can I tell my other story?
It's like a built-in sandwich wallet.
Wait, before you tell us, who loves grilled cheese sandwiches?
I do.
I love grilled cheese dip in a little tomato soup.
Love them, yes.
And would still eat a different grilled cheese sandwich after you had to do that? Okay.
Grandma.
Oh, yeah. I'd eat that one.
I probably would.
It's probably a good temperature.
Yeah, it might have been
96
nice
degrees.
Melty.
Yeah. Speaking of grilled cheese, have you heard this?
Dang it!
Come on.
Do it again.
Liv, say your final thing that's going to get cut.
I didn't think that was that inappropriate.
It's
well,
so wild.
We have standards here. Yeah.
It's like my favorite story ever.
You know what's better than the grilled cheese? Why is that not playing?
The other thing played.
Technology. And she's got some.
What's a technology song from Napoleon Dynamite?
Yes, I love technology. But no.
So I was thinking today, what if you like were cursed? You know, like Ella Enchanted. She like had to tell the truth.
Yeah.
What if it was like every time you heard someone was telling you of a natural disaster that happened to them, you had to start singing a song that had to do with that?
That had to do with the disaster?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like they would be like, gosh, a tornado came through my town and blew my house away. And then you'd be like, shatter every window till it's all blown away.
I got one.
Like, a hurricane's coming. Here I am, rock me like a hurricane. Okay.
Oh,
that's
no.
Good.
The hill behind our house is flowing with mud.
And the landslide brought me down.
Oh, that's good.
That's like a little too soon to be breaking into song, I think.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
It's
a
curse. It's like out of context.
It's a curse. Like you can't like be like, I'm so sorry. You'll just be like, here I am. Like a hurricane.
And then Luke, you look at Libby, Libby does that.
That's what's wrong with her. That's how she copes.
That's how she's actually
when I was
trying to help
in
you.
In high school, we were in a car wreck and the song that was playing was Emergency.
Jesus, take the wheel.
How's that song go?
Emergency?
Emergency. It's a Foreigner. No, wait.
Oh, it's Urgent?
Urgency.
Urgent. No. So urgent.
I think that's a
wait
song.
Wait and see. Urgent. Do you guys ever like hear a song? You're like, that can't be the last song I hear. I better not die now.
Yeah, that's what that felt like.
Never thought that, but I guess that's what it's like being old.
Wait, if
or if you've been a wreck or something.
What would be your least favorite song to go out on?
Meatloaf. Anything from Meatloaf.
The Timmy Boy.
Meatloaf. You don't like Meatloaf?
I don't want to go out on Meatloaf.
Gonna hit the highway like a battering ram on a silver black phantom bike.
Yeah, because that makes me feel like I'm going to go to hell.
Like a bat out of hell.
See,
you're out of hell.
That's why.
No, you're leaving hell.
I know. I'm just saying all
and you're a bat.
Songs.
What's not great about that?
I like
I'm a
meatloaf.
Cool bird.
I just don't
want to
go out.
Wait, is a bat a bird?
I don't want to go out on Meatloaf.
No.
You don't want to go out on Meatloaf.
No.
That would be the best.
I'm going to go out on Jason Mraz.
That is so random.
That is so random.
Well, you done me in your bed. I felt it sword.
Yes. That sounds more fun. I want the movie to do that. Yeah, that's nice. I like that.
Well, like you done me in your bed. And you bet I felt it.
Or Summer Breeze. I like his Summer Breeze version. Summer Breeze.
Like when you're getting, like, what happened to you? Like when
I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to die. I don't want to think about it. But I just think that's...
See the curtains laying on the sidewalk.
What's the clapping for?
What's the clapping?
You got smacked to death.
Wow. That was obvious. Because you know how often people get smacked to death.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm Dax Shepherd. I'm joined by Minister Mouse, Monica Padman.
Hi there.
We have a really fun show we want you guys to join. We talk to celebrities and professors and lawyers and doctors and very smart, interesting people. And we find out how messy their lives have been, how many twists and turns it took to get to where they're at, and a general exploration on the messiness of being a human being. And of course, Monica's, you'll get updates about her
love
building
life.
Project, love life, you name it. So if you want to join us, please follow Armchair Expert to get new episodes every Monday and Thursday. Plus, find your other favorite podcasts free on Spotify.
You know, the holidays are the most wonderful time of the year, but if you're running an online store, you know they can also be the craziest time of the year. You've got inventory to manage, orders to fill, and a growing list of stressed out customers checking in twice a day, wondering whether those last minute gifts will arrive in time. Now, I've used ShipStation for many years. I've had thousands of happy customers. It's easy to use. It's so worth it. If you ever have any questions, their customer service associates are so great. I mean, 5 stars, man. Now, if you sell anything online, I don't need to tell you that shipping can be super frustrating. There's so many carriers and a ton of factors that go into figuring out the best rate for each order. And with more people shopping online every year, the added holiday stress doesn't help. Changing your shipping solution can seem daunting, but with the holidays here, now is the time to think about making a change. ShipStation works with all major carriers, international and local, including FedEx, USPS, and UPS. No wonder 98% of companies that use ShipStation for a year keep using it for as long as they're in business. It's that good. Make this holiday season a little brighter with ShipStation. Use my offer code Hawkins to get a 60-day free trial, just enough time to handle the holiday rush. Just go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone at the top, and enter code Hawkins. ShipStation, make ship happen. You know what would be better than being smacked to death?
He is such a young man, but he has so much to say. And he loves to give opinions in an opinionating way. He is loved from California to the sweatshops in Bombay. So it's time to take some time for Jackson ranting.
Whoever came up with the idea of the show Beat Bobby Flay is quite frankly out of their minds, because it is literally impossible to beat Bobby Flay.
He is such a young man, but he has so much to say.
12 seconds.
And he loves to give opinions in an opinionating way. He is loved from California to the sweatshops in Bombay. So it's time to take some time for Jackson Ranting.
I like that one.
That had a lot of passion in it.
That was a good one.
I know.
Had a lot of passion in it, didn't it?
Oh, man.
Don't it? Didn't have a little passion in it.
How did you know he had that rant ready? Did you just say, hey, on the way home, you want to do a rant? Or he says, did he say, I have a rant today?
No, I just say, hey, you want to do a rant? He's like, yep. Every time.
So unleash it. Oh, okay.
Yep. I feel like Jackson isn't passionate about much, but when it comes to Food Network stars,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I know he's a very hot sports opinion.
Guy Fieri.
Yes.
Yeah,
totally.
What's the Guy Fieri thing?
He just...
Does he like him?
No, Jackson doesn't like Guy Fieri.
I think.
Do you like him?
I love Guy. Yeah,
Guy's
great.
A stud.
Yeah,
he's very charitable. Mm-hmm. Very, very nice guy.
Nickelback of the Food Network.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's right. But why doesn't Jackson like him?
Maybe he can. Because he likes Bobby Flay. It's just beef they have.
Can't beat Bobby Flay.
That was actually one of the phrases I was going to say that didn't make any sense. Beat Bobby Flay. That doesn't make any sense. I was actually going to put that earlier, but I didn't know if people were going to get the joke. Yeah.
Bait him.
Beat him.
You said you had
some. Beat him, Don.
I'll keep talking. I'm good. I just have to go.
Speaking of Food Network, Liv and I have been watching this show that Spencer sent to us.
Oh, you gotta amazing. Watch it. You have to watch it.
It is amazing. It's called Chef Club. That reminds me of something. It's called Chef Club.
Chef Club.
And Liv, would you like to explain what Chef Club is?
I don't even think I should explain. I think everyone listening, go to YouTube, type in Chef Club. Or better yet, if you have TikTok, please go to the Chef Club app. Nope.
They have an app too.
Their profile. Yeah. And please watch all of the videos. Thank you.
This is a service announcement.
Yeah, public.
Public.
Should I do an advertisement?
Yeah, do it.
Okay. All right, guys. You all know that I love food. I know that you probably love food because who doesn't love food? And better yet, who doesn't love bland food that is full of calories and grease? You know I love that. So head on over to Chef's Club, TikTok on the TikTok on the iPhone app or Android app. You can download the TikTok. This isn't for TikTok though. This is for Chef's Club. Okay. And type in our link, which is Hodunk
on a mug.
Hodunk on a mug. And you're going to get 10% off all of it. Go over right now. Thank you so much.
He is such a young. No.
That was good. That was raw. That was just
a theme song.
You know, we probably do need a new kind of feature.
Can you do a theme song for me?
Sure.
Go.
But what is it? What does it have to do with? I mean,
just
I
was
just that you're here
for what? No, the end of my advertisement.
Okay.
A theme song for
head on over to
what Livy likes. What Livy likes. She likes a lot of stuff. It's what Livy likes. She likes this and that. She likes Don't Be Gone. She goes to the left and then she comes back home. What Livy likes. Like what Livy likes to do. What Livy likes to eat. What Livy likes to say. Where Livy likes to sleep. Everything that Livy likes. Everything that Livy.
You know something I don't like?
What?
That theme song.
Liv.
I was shaking my watermelon there a little bit in the chair.
Liv, can you make a theme song for him? His comedy?
His comedy?
Yeah, you're doing an opening theme song for his comedy show.
That's a loaded thing.
Well, I used to be funny and people used to come see me, but then I got really old and pudgy. Now nobody likes to hear me sing because I live in St. Louis, Missouri, and nobody likes me. So it's time to sit down and listen to me just ranting.
Oh, there you go. So you're saying you should do the podcast alone?
I don't mean it, Dad. I love you.
I love you too. I just love how vicious, just like.
She's just having fun being vicious.
She just rip me up and down. I mean, I love it. It's funny. I mean, even though we raised you and put our life in
sweat,
blood and sweat. And you know, you put a lot into your kids and it's just when that comes back in that way, you feel like, you know, like a farmer, who's seeded and been. Shows up every day.
You look like a farmer with your camo and orange hat right now.
All I'm saying is
that's Hunter, not farmer.
It's like you're a farmer and you show up and it's cold. Those days you're like, I'm still going to do it. And you till up the field. You till it up. And you're like, everybody's like, you're
till it.
It's hard to do. I know it's hard to do, but I do it because I love it. And then you plant the seed and you need water and you pray to the Lord to. For sunshine. And then one day your crops come and you're excited. You're like, oh, there's beautiful crops.
You should be short and passionate like Jackson.
Wait, why
was.
Would you say seed? Is that
and you go out to
get a your, farmer.
And you go out to get your crops and then your crops start singing a song like you're the worst farmer. You are a bad farmer. you did
They sing in chorus.
You so much.
They sing, do they sing like a barbershop quartet or in chorus, or was it like how they sing it?
Well, I can't really hear music anymore, I guess. I don't even hear it.
So you're not going to answer the question?
Well, I was trying to
go on.
Give an analogy, but I would say probably they sing like...
Oh, I love that.
Like a country. They're probably a country.
Oh, it's a country song.
Country style.
Got it. What song did they sing?
Oh, I found a TikTok I think you will like, Libby.
Okay.
Check this out.
Can't wait.
Not us. I guess we can leave.
Yeah, guess
no, I've got some for you guys, too.
What are we doing here?
I got some for you guys, too. Let's see. God. This is one where this guy's
He's like searching for
this
one.
This guy's just shooting. He's shooting a pistol. And I saw this.
Financing this said Libby stuff. All over.
I will say it's hard sometimes on the...
Here we go again.
Can't see the picture.
Check this out. Have you heard the Microsoft, they have a conference, and this is how they kicked it off, the conference. This is their people that are running the conference.
Hello, everyone. I'm Natalie Gadilla. I'm a Caucasian woman with long blonde hair, and I go by she, her.
Hello, everyone. I'm Nick Fillingham. I'm a Caucasian man with glasses and a beard. I go by he, him.
I'm an Asian and white female with dark brown hair wearing a red sleeveless top.
I'm a tall Hispanic male wearing a blue shirt, khaki pants.
First, we want to acknowledge that the land where the Microsoft campus is situated was traditionally occupied by the Sammamish, the Duwamish, the Snoqualmie, the Suquamish, the Muckleshoot, the Snohomish, the Tulalip, and other Coast Salish peoples since time immemorial.
Hello, everyone. I'm Natalia Gadilla.
That's a good joke.
Isn't that great?
Is that real?
Is it going to be on rate?
It's for real.
Okay, wait, hold on.
Why the red sleeveless shirt? Why is that even?
I don't know.
Cares?
Oh wait, have you seen the conventions going around on
That's
TikTok?
That's insane.
Have you seen the convention?
Oh, just wait.
Yeah.
That one's serious. No, like so.
The socialist ones?
The socialist conventions. Yeah. Well, they're like, these people will be on stage and then they make a line to talk. And then like, so they start talking and they're like, actually, can you guys actually not make noise? Because if you make noise, it like will trigger myself. And instead of clapping, can you guys just put your hands in the air and wave them around?
I have a point of privilege. I have a point of privilege.
Yes. Or a comrade. Comrade Tim.
Yes,
yep.
Comrade.
Yep.
Oh, I'm just like, this is...
That was like from a couple years ago.
Wacko crazy. Like, what in
the
world is going on?
They did a cartoon version of it. What is it?
Really?
What's the cartoon? South Park version of that. Yeah. But they actually were talking like that.
I mean, it's funnier than South Park. It's like... it's more insane.
I thought it was
No, I'm saying South Park... Use their voices. It was the actual people.
Oh, it was
talking.
The actual.
Yeah.
And they just did their South Park cartoons with it because they didn't have to make anything
it's
else.
Crazy.
Up with it.
And Heather just said that as a white, as a Caucasian female
wearing a striped shirt,
by the way. Lululemon shirt.
With a tie on the side.
And the chair she's sitting on was once owned by a Snoqualmish.
Oh, right.
But then before that, my Mamish, and then the Amish, and then.
And then Home Goods.
Several Mennonite people. Used to have owned that chair from time immemorial.
Yeah.
I mean, the that she was listing off are ones I've studied a lot about Indians, not like a ton, but more than the average high school book, whatever version. I have not heard of a lot of those, I'm assuming, Indian tribes that she was naming off.
Mm. Yeah.
Where is
Half
it located?
Half of them are probably cannibals.
And it's located in California, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It's in Seattle.
Oh, Washington.
Oh, Seattle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's why.
Yeah. We live
not the best.
That is crazy.
That is crazy.
Well, we were watching Dancing with the Stars. I was like, these people look like they are in the Hunger Games.
Yeah. We like
in what way?
Like, I haven't
they
watched,
look like the Capitol people.
Yeah. We haven't watched TV in a while, like live TV or like, you know, reality TV. And like going back to it after, it's like, what are you guys doing? You're like watching these people dance and then they're like faking a reaction and giving them a fake score so they can all get famous.
Everything's fake.
It's all fake.
The whole world's fake.
It's all fake.
Yeah.
And then we were watching The Voice, and then like they were giving you, oh my gosh, you're just like amazing. And it's like,
I was like, that was a bad performance.
That was a bad performance. They're just all trying to get famous. It's so weird.
Yeah. Talent, it doesn't matter anymore.
No, everyone's famous.
And nothing against the Pauls, you know, Logan and Jake, which they know how to make money.
I mean, they milked it.
Really?
Right.
It's like, hey, I don't know what we're going to do today. I'm just going to stand up on top of my car while my brother drives it down the street.
Yeah.
And we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's kind of like that show.
I'll watch it.
That has a bad word in it.
What's that?
They used to do that kind of stuff in that
Jack
show.
A.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, that man. Was crazy because they would get like
they would do like funny stuff.
Yeah, though. They would do that, insane.
That, I haven't seen this other thing.
Me and Rob
about.
Robitaille, who was Cletus, and Cletus Take the Reel, by the way. We worked nights before I was full time, right? And he showed me that show and all night just. Oh my gosh. What got me was the first thing I saw was they went down this hill on a bike, just a bicycle, like a BMX bike, mm-hmm. ramped into a pine tree.
Oh my gosh. Just
into a tree. And it was the best thing I'd ever seen. I was like, what?
But they were wearing helmets, well, right?
No.
No.
Oh no.
Like, did one of my favorite
get
ones.
Did hurt
is,
badly?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
Like, none of them died, did they?
No. No.
Doing
no.
these things. Oh, that's
one of my
terrible.
Favorite ones is they play tetherball. Two of the guys play tetherball, but attached to the end of the rope is just a beehive.
That's so funny.
Yeah, it's pretty That's good. Crazy. But like they had to play until someone.
Well, we won. All had that friend in high school, right? That would just do crazy.
Take it over the top.
Yeah.
They would be the ones to.
Oh my gosh.
And if there's any running naked, they were the ones
yes.
to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel so like, I'm not going to say his name right. Zach Galifianakis.
Galifianakis. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like he'd be that guy.
Yeah.
In high school. That would do the crazy
oh,
stuff.
Man.
Even though he kind of acts mellow, but it's funny.
Well, you always say something like there's a class clown, and then what's your differentiation?
Yeah, class clown, class comedian. Class clown's the guy who like runs naked across the football field, clothespins on his nipples. Class comedian is the one who talked him into it.
Oh, okay.
So yeah. Convinced him it would be a good
yeah.
idea.
Yeah.
You guys want to hear an awkward Christian parody?
Absolutely.
Always.
Check this out. I haven't heard the
awkward Christian parodies part 5.
My husband is my lover and my friend, all because of God, and I am gonna love him.
To my wifey over there, gonna take better care, gonna be a better man, gonna love, love, love.
Whoa!
Awkward Christian parody. Yeah.
What'd you think?
Well, what was the context of that?
It's just, my husband is my what?
No, I mean, ever. Was it, were they making it to be on YouTube or was it for a church thing or?
Who knows? Probably.
Conference.
Probably for both.
It's bad, whatever it was.
What'd you think, Livvy?
Jeez. I loved it.
Can you send that to me?
Sure.
I have to watch before I go to bed.
Oh, you know what that reminded me of? What's the great song? It's by Thumpasaurus. Is that the name?
Ooh, Mental Karate.
Mental Karate. Now that.
Mental Karate. Have you exercised properly? Don't you mind?
I like the dad song. That was a good one.
You guys know this guy? This is Thumpasaurus. Mental Karate.
I know his mom.
This is the song I want to hear when I die.
I am so right. And you are so wrong. I hate everybody. Everybody's so stupid. I am so boring. I am unimportant. Feel trapped in this world. What day is it today? I've never been happy. I am not qualified. She doesn't like me. I'll die if I'm alone. And I do not trust you, cause I am a baby. But I will not fail. My karate will prevail.
Mental karate, chopping all the bad thoughts.
Love that song.
I sprinkle it all over like mental cheese. And it tastes so good when my bad thoughts are understood. Karate chop anxiety and watch it think inside it. It's going insane. It's just a party in the brain.
Mm-hmm. It's such a good message.
It really it is.
He's like, if you're thinking all these negative thoughts, mental just chop them up.
Chop it, because that's what he's saying. Yeah. Like, I am so stupid. No, you're not. Chop them down.
Like, chop up those karate thoughts, chop man. Them.
That's right.
Guys, go. It's Thumpasaurus, Mental Karate. Go check out their video on YouTube. And that is brother of somebody we know?
Cousin of someone's
no,
friend.
No,
cousin
no.
of a brother.
Caleb
of a,
Vermillion's
we know his mom.
Mom's
that's
friend.
All you need to know.
I yeah. think that's right, right?
Yeah, yeah. But you got to chop them down.
Love it.
Chop all the bad
friend.
Thoughts down.
Hilarious. Their music Dad, video is really funny,
Dad's
too.
Friend.
With that song and the song you played before,
yeah,
you'll have like a healthy relationship with yourself and your spouse. Those are the
yes.
only two songs you really
yeah,
need.
Yeah, that's true.
What was that first one?
To get through the day.
The love my wife.
I'm a true. To,
the,
oh, the parody.
Treat my wife right, 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 right. Oh, she
yeah.
is
really cool.
Try not to stab her with the knife. Just shake
that's,
it off.
That's a good.
Shake it off.
Good rule of thumb. You guys know where that came from? Rule of thumb.
I had that on my list.
That doesn't make sense.
Okay, well, here you go. Tell them, what does it mean?
I don't know.
The rule of thumb, there used to be a rule like in old time England where you could not beat your wife with a rod thicker than your thumb.
I feel like the thinner, it would hurt more.
Well, it depends on the whippy. If you get a whippy stick.
Jeez.
Like Heather, when I'll send you out for a switch.
Right.
Get a switch, bring it in because you've been a bad girl.
Mm. Yeah.
And it's like the soup was a little salt. So I was like, it's going to teach you up a little more salt in the soup this time. So smack. I just smack it.
Oh my gosh. can I go now?
No, just like.
I go home now.
You will not.
You're going to continue? No, let me leave. I don't like it.
I feel so uncomfortable right now.
I don't like this at all.
Is that actually what rule of thumb is?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, no way. From.
Well, okay,
it actually did come from that.
Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater is a horrible saying too,
mm-hmm.
right? Because they always take a bath in the same water. And you don't want your baby to drown in the last water, and you throw the baby
so
out.
It's so murky and dirty. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's a good. I understand what it means, though.
Like, I do get it.
Don't you don't have to throw everything out, right?
Yeah,
hey, you got some good stuff in there,
right?
Yeah, that's the way I think the world is working right now. It's either 100% or nothing.
Yeah,
and that's what the pandemic thing that just blows my mind is that all doctors do, for the most part, is write scripts. They just write.
Yeah.
They just stack drugs.
Yeah.
They stack them. I mean, I've got people in my family on 10 different drugs.
Yeah.
Really?
And it's like, are different medications, but they're like nothing. There's no medications or any treatments, anything being promoted
at all.
It's
almost like no.
But like a remedy. Like your doctor.
That's what you guys, all you do, and now you don't.
Should be doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's also weird that there's no like preventative action.
Yeah.
It's all just nothing. Like, it's all like post, like after you get it, then you do this, mm-hmm. but it's not like you can prevent this stuff.
Luckily our doctor does.
Yeah.
Thankfully.
Yeah.
Honestly, thankful that the internet is around that you can get like both sides.
Yeah.
Cause if you're only being fed mm-hmm. one thing through the, like probably China is or something, you know, they only get one side and then they're like, well, I got to do this. Cause this is,
well, they just, I mean, you'll listen. I mean, TikTok does it. All the social media, they'll take off the sound.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They don't want you to hear.
Can't hear this.
Just,
yeah.
Well, and then it comes back on. I'm like, what?
Yeah. And I say that as white Caucasian with a black shirt on with red lettering on the front.
Identifying as a he.
Sitting in a chair that was purchased, made with metals and plastics that were in the Snowmamish forests of Taboo.
Snowmamish and Snowmamish.
Taboolu. And then the Tabili. No. And then the Wiwonki. And then the Habichanarian. Peoples from time immemorial.
Yeah.
That's the chair I'm sitting in right now.
That's cool.
Which I don't deserve to put my watermelon on this chair. I don't.
What are your pronouns?
Huh? My pronouns are waif and
waif.
Done deal.
Mine are crocodile Dundee.
It was weird because on our city council meeting, nobody puts her pronouns because they're all normal people, except for one girl. She puts her pronouns breastfeeding her baby.
Heather's saying that as a white Caucasian with a striped shirt, by the way.
Well, she's a white Caucasian, too. But
wearing
she
black
puts
headphones.
Her, she, which we all know because she's breastfeeding her baby in the Zoom call.
Honey, it's not a baby. It's a suckling person.
Oh, right. That's right.
Oh, jeez.
I'm
like Scientology.
Honey, can you check on the suckling person? I mean, it'd be better if you did because
you're a menstruating
person. I don't have the goods.
Ah, jeez.
It's going to change its life. What are we going to do, honey? Let's just leave. Let's just move, me and you.
Move where?
I don't know. Just to the wilderness.
To the lands.
Let's get an RV, move to the wilderness with a good Wi-Fi.
Let's move.
Dad is just sad because all his jokes aren't landing.
Or to
what's that?
Italy.
Jeez, I'm sorry. Man. Suckling person is going to catch on.
Oh, gosh.
There's some guy in his car right now that's gagging
ideas.
From laughter. What?
Don't give people any ideas like this.
Suckling person.
Yeah. Well, Spencer wants to buy a place with all of us. In either France or Italy.
Seriously, it's I used to think that was
for a year.
That was a joke. Like, let's just all, as a family, live out in the wilderness together. Now it's not. Doesn't seem so crazy now.
I don't want to live out in the wilderness anywhere.
Well, okay.
I would.
No, let's live in this. This is great.
Let's go to Hillsboro.
Stay in the city.
Hillsborough is nice.
Wait, Hillsborough, great.
Hey, Hillsborough, those are my old stomping grounds.
Hillsborough's got Walgreens. Hillsborough got a Dollar General.
Well, we don't have.
Is that
Walgreens.
Where we got the
we
Range Rover?
We do have a Dollar General though.
Okay. Where did we get? Where did we go when we?
Potosi.
Car? Oh, that's not Potosi's.
It's
no,
it's south. Yeah, okay. It's like going down to Farmington.
I don't think I've been to Farmington.
It's
either.
Like past Festus. Past
there. Okay, I know where Festus is. Anyway.
Yeah. You listeners know.
Locations.
Hey, by the way, before we go here, I want to let you know I've got a schedule. It's not a big schedule, but go to timhawkins.net. And I'm always doing cameos, by the way, cameo.com. And please go to the website, because if you go to the phone, it's like Apple takes
Libby
a
started
chunk.
Doing cameos,
I'm
too.
Actually doing Grammios, which are on Instagram instead, and they're free. So just reach out to me if you would like a
free
message.
Grammio.
And I'll give you a free Grammio.
Yeah, she does. It's Instagram.
You're joking. You need to get a Cameo, and you need to do like special songs.
I told her to do this. That's what I hyped her up on the way to Kansas City.
Yeah, he did hype me up. So I think I'm going to become an actress.
Yeah, she's going to be a famous actress.
Yeah.
Yep.
I want to say this. I'm gonna toot my own horn. I'm going to be at Sarasota Baptist Church Friday, November 12th at 7:30. Sorry, that's sold out. let's see. Trinity Baptist Church, Ocala, Florida, November 13th, 7:30. That's sold out too. Sorry. Oh, there are some tickets for the North Jacksonville Baptist Church show Sunday, November 14th, Jacksonville, Florida, RSVP. I have a funny story about RSVP. Remember that one, honey? I said, honey, what would you do if I couldn't breathe or if I had a heart attack, and you said, I'd give you RSVP.
I said that?
Yeah.
I'm pretty funny. I don't remember saying that.
Instead of CPR. I just thought that was cute.
That's so funny.
Oh, yeah, that's funny. I remember that.
Yeah. He died. I had a heart attack, and you did not RSVP. Friday, December the 10th. Oh, that sold out, too. But that's Stonebridge Church, the Woodlands, Texas, with Bob Smiley.
I do have a question on the Florida ones. Are any of those near Disney?
I think the closest one is Sarasota. So
he's like, y'all should come with me and we'll go to Disney.
That's right. Oh, we need to go back.
And so I told Libby and Jackson, we all hyped up, but nope, not in Disney.
So,
oh, actually the Crutchies are going to be at one of them. They texted me.
Yeah. I'm squeezing them in. The Crutchies.
Oh, you are.
They're a smarmy bunch. Yeah.
Smarmy.
Oh, by the way, we need to play some We Want More.
Oh yeah.
As we're going out. Can you know which song we should play?
Yes, please. She likes to dance. She wants to dance.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll play that on the outro song. I'm gonna be at Longview, Texas, Laterno University, Belcher Center, Saturday, December the 11th at 7 p.m. Tickets are still available. And at Arlington Music Hall, Arlington, Texas, with Mr. Bob Smiley again. That's Sunday, December 12th at 7 p.m.
That's Levi's birthday.
Levi's birthday.
We were supposed to go to Chicago.
Chicago. I'll send him some money or something.
Oh my gosh.
Throw money out.
Hey.
We'll go the next weekend.
I'm tooting my own horn. That's what money can't buy happiness, but it can buy time.
Yeah. Well, no.
Mm. Can it?
That's a saying.
What do you mean you don't love me? I gave you money that time when it was your birthday. And I made that.
You guys, I don't know if you guys know this, but one time for my birthday, I think it was like the first, maybe like Liv and I just got engaged and you gave me a card. It was like this big cupcake card and you put a Target gift card in there. It said $50. And I went to Target to use it and there was zero balance on it.
That was Jack's idea.
That's so good.
That's the best really joke funny. Ever. You but just see, give somebody a big gift card with nothing on it.
Nice gaggle.
That gift card, you could put whatever money you want on it.
Yeah. I was like, you never said anything to the house. We never did.
Well, I didn't want
to
be like,
laugh about it.
Forgot.
We never got to get a good laugh at about
so
it.
Funny.
Because then we gave it to you and it was done. And probably would have made up for it.
$0 on it.
Jack's like, just give him this.
Can you check out how much is it? Make sure this. Yeah.
Wait, were you guys dating then?
I think we're engaged.
Oh, sorry.
That's so funny.
Yeah, I know there's a little bit more than the gift card, but what do I owe? Still owe you owe the total number of dollars that it is, because there's nothing on this gift card at all.
There's actually a debt on this gift card. You owe $1,400.
$1,400. Do you guys do this when you see like certain words, you say them in your head so you'll know how to spell them? Like Wednesday, like Wednesday.
Oh, Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Yeah.
Do you do that?
I do beautiful, B-E-A-utiful.
B-E-A-utiful.
Yeah, I do that. Yeah. Wait, I don't get what you're saying. I do that with like our street.
You know, that's like beautiful is kind of a weird, it sounds like B-U-T-I, but it's like B-E-A-U. Do you say B-E-A, B-A, how do you say it?
B-E-A-utiful.
B-E-A-utiful. Mm-hmm. In your head, like when you're spelling it.
Oh, no.
Or Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Instead of connect, I cut.
Connecticut.
Mm. Yeah.
Connecticut. Or February.
Yeah, mm-hmm. February.
Yep.
I think
I didn't do that because they decided to do a neato experiment in the 70s and teach us to only sight read in California.
That's okay. So it wasn't phonics. It was
no phonics.
What was it called?
Sight reading.
Okay.
Only.
Where you look at the word.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So you had to memorize.
Did you think that was, you like phonics better?
I don't know, because I didn't know there was such a thing as phonics until...
You like pahonics better?
Until I was in high school.
Pahonics.
So then I don't do the sounding out thing and none of that. I just have it had to memorize.
That is interesting.
And then I used to love to read a lot.
Hook it on bubonics.
And then I like to read a lot, but you read to yourself and then you say the words the way you want to say them.
Should I play the bit?
What yeah, bit? You should play them.
Oh, by Regan?
Yeah. Here you want, I turned down the... Here we go. It's Brian Regan, the famous
people
bit.
People spell their name however they want. Has nothing to do with phonics or nothing.
Of course, with YouTube, you can't scroll away. So let me go back. Here we go.
And people spell their name however they want. Has nothing to do with phonics or nothing. Not sure what phonics is, but... I saw the girl that was hooked on it, and I thought, she's got a problem with it, apparently. Have you seen that commercial? Hooked on phonics, work for me! Yeah, she was adorable, you know? I was thinking, wouldn't that be weird if she was applying what she learned and she couldn't get the commercial straight, you know? Hook it on phonics, work it for me! Hook it on phonics, work! Okay, cut.
Cut.
You talk to her, man. We ain't gonna move a lot of tapes this way. Telling you right now. Anyway, I met this woman. Her name was Amy, you know? So I go, oh, A-M-Y? She goes, no, A-Y-M-I-E. Oh. I have to take a nap. I'm Brian, B-R-I-V-O-L-B-N, the number 7, the letter Q. Look at my name tag. It's big. Something.
The greatness.
That's
so good.
So
man.
It's good to know there will be somebody that you'll never be as funny as. That's what Brian Regan is. He showed me what funny.
Oh, we used to laugh so hard because we would go to the club to his shows. Our stomachs would hurt and our mouths. I mean, it's like we just laughed the whole time.
It was different than laughing. It was like, oh.
No, it hurt. And then we'd get in the car and we'd reenact the whole thing practically.
I know.
Oh, that's so fun.
Yeah, it was so good. Hero.
That's awesome.
A hero lies in you. Okay, so can you guys, Brandon's coming in Wednesday. Are you able to do
yes, sir.
Podcast?
Yeah.
What time would be good for y'all?
Anytime. Well, what?
I need to tell him what time to come in.
Like probably 4 to 7, any of those.
What do you think? In that 4 to 7 window?
Yeah, or.
Fantastic.
Or and beyond, probably.
Yeah, 4
Rock and roll. I will let you know and I will let him know. And great show, everybody. Great show.
Do you have a song?
I do. I have it queued up. Are you ready? Thanks for listening, guys. We love you all. We know what we do doesn't make a whole lot of sense. We're not changing a whole lot of lives
yet,
but we're going to hang in there. We're going to keep hanging in there. What's our song?
Yeah. Which one? We have so many songs.
That encouragement song that you were working
on. Oh, for you?
Yeah.
I used to be cool.
No, the hanging in there song, like for encouragement for our fans.
Oh, yeah. You got this. You're not alone. In this house we believe that women's rights are human rights, and water is water, and science is real. And in this house we believe that black lives, they matter, and matter is science.
That's good. That's yes, yeah. That's what we believe.
Never give up.
All right, this is She Wants to Dance by We Want More. And bye.
I think they changed her name. Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay.
So clever, I think the feeling she could dance forever. Nothing.